Little Gadsden Drama Club presents And Did Those Feet? Fifth and final part of Extraordinary Women, a play for radio by Tricia Wood. The ladies of the WI are determined to play their part in protecting the environment. But will the presence of Area Secretary Fiona Bruce inhibit their activities?
Over here, Jean.
Is that it, then?
Is what it?
Is it just the two of us? If it is, I'm off home. It's hardly worth walking all that way with just the two of us.
I'm afraid Fiona Bruce has had to pull out.
What a surprise.
She was really disappointed. She was looking forward to seeing all the lovely views.
I was looking forward to seeing her stand in a cowpat.
One of her dogs has strained its stifle.
That sounds like a very convenient excuse to me. She wasn't planning to bring the creature with her, was she?
I don't think so. Oh, look, there's Sarah. Sarah!
That car seems to get bigger every time I see it. Who's that man in the front? That's not her husband, is it?
I don't think Roger wears a uniform. Must be her chauffeur.
Chauffeur, indeed. That woman's giving herself airs and graces.
Good morning, ladies.
Was that your chauffeur, Sarah?
Ted. He likes to be called my driver. He's just brought me back from the airport. The traffic on the M25 was awful, but at least it gave me a chance to finish dictating my analysis of the sales figures.
Fiona Bruce can't make it. One of her dogs has injured a stifle.
It sounds like an excuse to me.
Fiona's not like that, Jean.
You're forgetting that I was there when you suggested that she join us. You should have seen her face, Sarah. All five chins wobbling with panic.
Fiona hasn't got five chins, Jean.
It's just as well she isn't coming. We'd probably have ended up calling for an ambulance. She's obviously not used to the exercise.
Did I tell you I've started skipping?
Skipping?
I found an old rope I used to have years ago. Now, every chance I get, I'm out there on the patio, jumping up and down.
I'm still doing my yoga.
That's another overrated pastime, if you ask me. What good is it to anyone sitting on the floor with your legs at some ridiculous angle?
It's very peaceful, Jean. Calms the mind as well as tones the body.
If I need to calm my mind, which incidentally I don't very often, I put a load of sheets into the washing machine. Very calming, that is.
Didn't Pat Derek take up yoga?
Oh, he had to give it up. Apparently it was affecting his digestion.
Where is Pat? It's not like her to be late.
She's had to pop into town to get some proper walking boots. Derek insisted.
What's wrong with good stout shoes?
It's very muddy at the moment.
That'll be the drought. Ever since the drought started officially, we've had nothing but rain.
I can't wait to be allowed to use my hosepipe again.
Bernard's been using his already. He goes out late in the evening, after it's dark.
I'm surprised to hear that. I thought your husband was a responsible person, even if he is a member of the golf club.
It's golf which needs the water. Did I tell you he'd created a little putting green in the garden?
Now I've heard everything.
He approves of recycling.
I wish I could train Roger, but he just doesn't seem to be able to get the hang of the system. I tell him it's simplicity itself. Green bin one week, grey bin the next. Papers in the small black bin, bottles, cans and plastic waste in the green one.
Bernard does tend to mix up newspapers and vegetable peelings.
Can't he tell the difference?
He isn't very domesticated, but he does know that. I was talking to Fiona. That's Fiona Bruce.
From County.
Only the other day. And she told me that her husband is just as bad.
As what?
He gets the bins mixed up.
It must be contagious. I caught Roger putting ours out last night.
That was Tuesday.
Exactly. Our collections are on Thursday. Always have been.
Not always. They used to come on a Wednesday. That was until 1986.
We only came to the village in 97.
The new rota was well established by then.
Except that Roger can't ever seem to remember. Actually, it was really rather sweet. He looked so pleased with himself. I normally do it, you see. He was standing there waiting for me to praise him. If he'd have had a tail, he'd have been wagging it.
They're all like that, aren't they? Bernard brought a loaf home the other day. He got quite shirty when I told him that I'd already picked one up. And he'd bought granary, which we never have.
Roger went all the way to Waitrose last week and then came back without anything.
Anything at all?
You wouldn't think it was possible, would you?
If Pat doesn't turn up soon, we'll have to make a start without her.
She's bringing the map, isn't she?
Well, We're only walking a footpath. We don't need a map.
I think Derek was threatening to lend her his compass.
Oh, there she is.
What's that great rucksack on her back?
We'd almost given you up for lost, Pat.
Derek held me up. He insisted that he help me pack.
Pack what?
Things for our little expedition.
We're only going on a 2-mile walk, not climbing Everest.
That is right, isn't it, Rosemary? I told Ted I'd be back by 1 at the latest.
I've brought a large flask of coffee and one of tea and sandwiches. Oh, and I've also packed a little treat in case we feel peckish.
What little treat?
A bag of doughnuts and some chocolate. Fiona Bruce said that when she's out walking, she can't resist a nibble.
Mrs. Bruce isn't coming.
Oh,
injured Stifle.
I've put in some toilet tissue in case, you know.
What's wrong with a handful of leaves?
Quite a lot, in my opinion. Not that I shall need to go. I paid a visit before I set out.
Is Emma joining us?
If the au pair has got over her cold.
I'm glad she's got some help at last.
I bet that husband of hers isn't much use with the children.
What men are?
Derek was very good at changing nappies.
I expect you had terry nappies when your two were growing up.
Roger couldn't even manage the disposables. Mind you, the children did give him a hard time. They'd wait until he got them on the changing mat before performing.
Derek nearly swallowed a nappy pin. The phone rang and he lost concentration. It was a very near miss. He said it was an omen.
What sort of omen?
He didn't elaborate, but he never changed a nappy again.
Bernard used to make excuses. He didn't mind the wee-wee, it was the other he couldn't stand.
Do we have to talk about bodily functions? We can leave that for that Emma Bright Biggs with the greatest of confidence.
Talking of which, here she is. What's that on her back?
It looks like a baby carrier.
She's brought the baby with her. Oh, how lovely.
That's all we need.
Sorry I'm late. Oh, pair trouble, I'm afraid. I had to get Laura, that's my next door neighbour, to step into the breach.
Oh,
she's
lovely. Well done, Emma. There is one bit of bad news, I'm afraid. Fiona Bruce won't be joining us.
From what Jean was saying, it sounds as if she could do with the exercise.
You can say that again. She gets fatter every time I see her.
I've told you before, Fiona isn't fat, Jean. She has a big frame, that's all. That'll come of having played netball as a girl.
Oh, I played netball for the county.
Did you? I played a bit at uni, but I wasn't up to that standard.
My game was hockey. Wing.
You must have been able to run fast.
I could. It's hard to believe looking at me now.
Derek played badminton for his office team until he started losing his cock.
His what?
Isn't that what they use for badminton? It got stuck in the light, so he had to stop.
Were you a sportswoman, Pat?
Me? Good heavens, no. I didn't like to perspire too much. We didn't have deodorant in those days, you see. Not like now.
What about you, Jean? Did you play for the county?
County? I represented my country.
Did you?
What in, Jean?
Guess.
I can't think.
High jump.
High jump?
That's what I just said. I was picked for a triangular international against Belgium and Hungary at Crystal Palace in 1971.
You haven't mentioned it before, Jean.
It's not the sort of thing one just drops into a conversation.
I think that's amazing.
Did you win, Jean?
I came 4th. Out of 6.
I won the high jump at the school sports once.
That's hardly the same as representing one's country, Emma.
Oh, I'm not saying that...
It's quite amazing what people have done when you can start asking.
I won the raffle at the Royal British Legion Christmas do in 1980. Derek was a member then.
I haven't been telling everybody about this as I need to be sure of my facts, but I have it on very good authority that Fiona Bruce used to play the oboe.
On whose authority?
Fiona mentioned it after our meeting. You know, the one when that woman from Didcot talked to us about the art of blowing.
I don't remember that.
Blowing what?
Wind instruments. Trumpets, flutes, clavichords.
I think you'll find a clavichord is a keyboard instrument, Madam President. Blowing that would be a fat lot of good.
It's all to do with the way you use your lips.
James said I was good at that.
Did you play an instrument, Emma?
I think he meant kissing.
It's called your embrasure.
What is, Sarah?
I'm not an expert, but getting a sound out of wind instruments depends upon how you use your lips.
I thought it had something to do with having lots of puff.
That too.
I could kiss for longer than anybody in my class without coming up for air.
I'm not sure we want to know about that, Emma Brightbiggs. Sarah's right about embrasure. When I was in the National Youth Orchestra...
You were in the National Youth Orchestra?
Don't sound so surprised, Pat Lowe.
What was your instrument, Jean?
The clarinet was my first instrument. I also played the piccolo.
That's amazing, Jean. I had no idea. I thought you were more into rules and things.
Just because I don't go round blowing my own trumpet.
You didn't play the trumpet too, did you?
A little. My brother played and I used to borrow it when my father was out of the house. My father was rather old-fashioned, had this quaint idea that girls playing the trumpet was not very ladylike.
You must have had a lot of puff.
I did. And if I can interrupt all our yesterdays...
It's been really interesting, Jean.
..to remind you that the purpose of our being here is to walk a footpath which is under threat from developers.
Oh, Jean's right. You will recall that the meeting felt really strongly about it, voted unanimously to walk the path as a protest.
It would seem that they didn't feel strongly enough to actually turn up.
I'm glad you said that, Jean. It's all very well the WI supporting these causes, and I'm the first to put up my hand when it comes to protecting the environment, but it always seems to be left to the same people.
Mugs.
I agree with Jean.
If you remember, Pat put it on the agenda for the next meeting. Participation. We must make it our watchword.
I'll add it to the minutes.
What minutes?
Of our walk. I've brought a pad and waterproof pencil so I can take notes.
What do you want to take minutes for on a walk?
I thought Rosemary would want me to.
I'm sure Fiona Bruce, now that she can't be with us, would be interested in a record of our endeavour. Right, ladies, shall we set off before Emma's baby wakes up?
He might want feeding. I hope you won't mind my bringing out a boob if that happens.
God help us.
Onward! I don't know about you, but I could do with a breather.
We've only been walking for 10 minutes.
Feels much longer than that.
12 minutes and 43 seconds. Look.
What's that?
It's Derek's stopwatch. He sent away for it with coupons from cereal packets.
What does Derek need a stopwatch for?
All sorts of things. He timed everything when it first came, but soon lost interest.
What's she doing? Honestly, you'd think she'd have the modesty to go behind a tree to do it.
Babies need to be fed, Jean.
Anyway, stopping like this gives us the chance to take in our surroundings. That's part of what Fiona wants us to do.
Only part?
There's the sense of physical well-being as well.
I feel positively uplifted.
There you are. Fiona was right. She is clever.
We can't have come more than about half a mile.
We've walked further than that. Sarah set quite a pace.
My problem is I can't walk slowly.
I can't stand ditherers myself.
I get so cross when I go into town and find myself caught behind these overweight people who seem to fill the entire pavement and then walk along at a snail's pace.
Jean's right about how far we must have come. If we walk at 3 miles an hour, it would take us 20 minutes to walk a mile.
I didn't know you were so good at maths, Pat. I was hopeless at school.
Oh, I'm no good at maths either. I brought a calculator.
I suppose Derek sent coupons away to get it.
Yes, as a matter of fact, he did. So, if we've been walking for 12 minutes 43 seconds, that means we will have covered just over half a mile.
Oh, feels much further. I'm a bit light-headed.
That's done. He gave a great big burp and went back to sleep.
Would anyone like a sandwich? I brought tuna or cheese and salad. Then there's tea and coffee and flapjacks.
Is that all?
I couldn't carry any more.
I think Jean was being facetious.
Derek said I should leave nothing to chance. I have brought a weatherproof anorak in case it rains.
I suppose we're not all used to rugged countryside.
Rugged countryside? We're on a footpath half a mile from the centre of the village.
It feels like the middle of nowhere to me.
When did you last walk anywhere, Madam President?
I must admit I have become a bit lazy. I blame Bernard. He even takes the car to the village shop to buy a paper.
It's so easy to get complacent, isn't it? About our health, not to mention the environment. We read about things like global warming and pay lip service to doing something about it, just as we complain bitterly when someone builds on Greenbelt. What have we done to stop it? Tell me that.
Well said, Sarah.
I wish Fiona could hear us now. We're beginning to sound quite revolutionary.
Come on, ladies, let's get on and finish the walk.
You don't think it might be too much for Emma?
Oh, don't worry about me. I can walk until the cows come home.
I hope we get back before that.
Come on, then.
Oh no.
What's the matter, dear?
My knee. Something's happened to it.
What is it, Rosemary?
Well, I was fine until a few minutes ago. I think I must have been getting my second wind.
We've covered at least a mile. Look, 21 minutes on the stopwatch.
Did you allow for our little pit stop?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Let's have a look at it.
Oh, it's all right, Jean.
If it's all right, why are you making such a song and dance about it? I have a diploma in first aid, in case you've forgotten.
I don't think there's anything to see.
Let me be the judge of that.
I can't see how they could even contemplate building down here. There isn't access, for one thing.
Well, James is convinced it's a ploy. They get turned down here, and then they creep in somewhere else.
I think James is probably right. Mm.
See? Nothing. It just sort of spasmed.
Derek's knee went once. We were at the zoo. The hyenas all laughed at him.
Did they?
I told him they weren't really laughing at him. It's just the way they are. But he wouldn't have it.
Try putting your weight on it.
Oh, ouch! Oh, it won't take my weight.
Isn't it any better, Rosemary?
She's a cripple. What are we going to do?
We could send out a search party.
We're not lost.
Paramedics could land in a helicopter and whisk you off to hospital.
I just need to rest it. That's all.
We can't stay here all day. Derek will be wanting his lunch.
He'll just have to wait then, won't he?
He gets very tetchy if his lunch is late.
So does Bernard. Men are funny about lunch, aren't they? Left to my own devices, I'd make do with leftovers.
Can you walk at all, Rosemary?
Not really.
Then we're going to have to carry you.
Carry her?
I don't mean literally pick her up. We'll have to support her on each side. We can take it in turns. Come on, Jean.
I'll wait here if you want to get help.
We're not leaving you. Now come on, take our arms. That's right.
Keep the weight off it.
Isn't this exciting? It's like 999. You know, that programme on TV where they reenact real-life dramas.
Fiona would know what to do.
We know what to do, Madam President. That's it. Put your best foot forward.
It has been worth it, hasn't it?
What has, dear?
Today, walking the footpath, taking care of the environment, working as a team. Fiona Bruce would approve of that. I can't wait to tell her.
That was And Did Those Feet by Tricia Ward. Rosemary was played by Julie McCarthy, Jean by Beatrix Hopkins, Sarah by Susanna Fraser, Pat by Nan Newby, and Emma by Anne Isherwood. Technical production was by Gary Alderson and Paul Roxon, and the play was directed by Patrick Isherwood. This has been a Little Gads and Drama Club presentation.